This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 18 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419. When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So joined today by my co-host, I have a special guest. I have Sean McCloskey from Life and Air Real Estate Investment Association. Welcome, Sean.
How you doing, man? It's good to be here.
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's great. I've had you on the show before, and we had a huge response to your book. You're best-selling author of the book Life and Air. Anybody wants to buy Life and Air, go to Amazon and check it out. That book is amazing.
Kind of like the word millionaire, but with a life, actually, you know?
It is. How do you be a millionaire with your life? I love the purpose of what you're doing.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Well, and you also are extremely experienced real estate investor. You own the Real Estate Investment Association out in St. Charles, which is the largest one in the area, right?
Yeah. We do meetings in St. Charles and St. Louis County. It's called Life and Air REIA, and REIA just stands for Real Estate Investor Association. So we get people out every month, and we try to teach them how to have a life while investing in real estate and hopefully make a little bit of money flipping some houses and doing some creative things, everything from flipping to landlording to you name it in real estate. We try to help them make some money with that.
Beautiful. Well, we have a special guest today because I know you have somebody coming up that's going to appear at your meeting on August 13th, and I'm going to let you make the introduction here because this is something that's a great opportunity for our listeners.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is a guy I'm excited to meet because I kind of like look at him as the grandfather of real estate. He's been the guy doing real estate investing before anybody else, I think. And he is somebody that I've been wanting to meet for a long time because when I started 10 years ago, I started out listening to this guy's tapes and CDs, and so now I get to actually meet him. And it's pretty cool because he doesn't normally come to an event unless it's a huge event. And we have a good medium-sized event, but we don't have thousands of people. But somehow we talked him into coming, and we've got him on the line today. So I'm excited to have him. Ron, are you there with us?
I'm here, but man, you sure make me look old.
I didn't mean to do that, but let me introduce you guys to Ron LeGrand, man. He is nationwide author, speaker, coach, and real estate investor guru. You know, I hate the word, but man, he is really, really good at what he does, and he's coming here. So, man, I'm glad to even have you coming. Tell us a little bit about you, Ron. What's your background? A little bit about and what's going on?
Well, gosh, that's a lot in one question. my background is I've been at it for about 32 years now. I've been around so long, some people starting to call me Moses. Have personally bought and sold, I don't know, I quit counting years ago at 3,000. I still do today, actually. I'm one of those gurus who actually still do this business, still do 4, 5, 6 deals a month in my office with virtually no staff except my personal assistant. And I heard you talking about having a life in real estate, Sean, and that's probably my big thing today. I want people to be able to make a lot of money, get out of the job trap, and still have a life without it sucking up their life. We're so automated today that the business that I do around my own office, gosh, I don't spend 4 or 5 hours a month in real estate and yet still are able to do all of these deals. And might add, without using my money or credit. I quit doing that a long, long time ago, so my whole goal is to get people involved in real estate, do it correctly, do it without the risk, without using their money, without using their credit, and making a lot of money without it sucking up their life. And I know you're in line with that theme. I started out as a dead broke mechanic. I went to a seminar and figured out what real estate meant. Next thing you know, I went out and actually did something with that information and had my first check within 3 weeks for $3,000 and never looked back. Immediately quit my job and started doing it again and again and again and again and again. A few years went by and a few hundred houses went by and started teaching it way, way, way back and developed a company to help people along that line. Gosh, I guess but 25 years now we've been in that part of the business and have students all over North America, Canada, and some countries I can't even pronounce anymore. And it's just kind of a fun thing to do for a living, help others figure out how to get out of the business of spending all of their life trying to make a living and walking over the dollars to get to the dimes and take their life back. I still enjoy it, and yes, I am old, so what?
In case you just joined us, we're speaking with Ron LeGrand, real estate expert. You're known as the Millionaire Maker, is a title I see that you've been given, and you have probably built more millionaires than any real estate investment coach or guru out there. And one of the things I like when I read your bio, Ron, was you talked about how when you first started buying properties, you didn't do it the right way starting out. You bought a bunch of properties without money and without credit, but you weren't buying the right properties.
Yeah. Bought the wrong properties in the wrong area for the wrong reasons. Gosh, 2 years into my business, I was a millionaire on paper, Sean. Is this Sean or Doug I'm talking to?
Both of us. We're both there. But okay. Yeah, Doug was the one that asked questions.
I had over $1 million worth of equity, but I had an awful lot of the wrong kind of units. In fact, one time I had over 200 Section 8 HUD tenants at one time, and back then I had dark hair. Today, the mess I made my first 2 years, it took me about 5 years after that to clean up. And over that time, I learned how to turn real estate into money, not just grief, and really built a machine that anybody can walk down the steps and follow the path and avoid all of the years in School of Hard Knocks that I went through. When I started, I didn't have any money or credit. I quickly figured out how to use that, but that still doesn't mean that I was doing the right thing. So doing the right thing sometimes takes if there's two ways to do it. Find somebody who's already doing it and follow them, or go out and learn it your hard way. And boy, that's an ugly tuition in the School of Hard Knocks. Of course, I'm a man, so that's the path I took.
Nobody's going to give me directions. I don't need to pay for that or ask anybody for directions.
Figured out on my own.
That's right.
Correct. Yeah, it's funny what testosterone does to us, doesn't it?
Hey, Ron, what do you think are some of the biggest mistakes that you made back then that you learned from that now you hopefully don't duplicate and learn the lesson from? What is it that most investors start out making the mistake of that you probably did the same thing?
Well, for one thing, I don't want anybody putting themselves at risk. Putting yourself at risk puts you in a bad situation mentally, and you make stupid decisions based on chaos management. I don't want anybody to be in a negative cash flow position making payments on vacant houses. That's one of the biggest mistakes I made. One time I had 27 vacant houses that I was working on that I was making payments on, and boy, that was an ugly lesson. Today I don't make payments on vacant houses. You know, the biggest problem we face today, more than anything else, is fear. People just have so much trouble getting over the fear of moving it forward. We have to really push them to get past the point to where they actually want to talk to somebody on the telephone or go knock on a door to buy a house. And if we can get them over that fear and get through that first deal, I call that first check the shut-up check. When you get that check, you hold it out, and all the dream stealers coming at you, just hold it up, say, shut up, go away, leave me alone.
Right.
And, you know, there's always going to be people coming at you trying to take away your dreams. People want you to fail. They don't want you to succeed. They want you to flop around down there in misery like they are because they choose not to do anything. And so you got to fight off the dream stealers and fight off the fear and plow through it and get through that first check or two, and from then, Katie, bar the door. And that's our big goal right now, is to get people past that first check or two, because after that, it becomes easier and easier and easier. I know it was for me. I got that first check. It was done. I was over. I immediately called my boss. I said, up in my income, up yours.
I'm out of here. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. So what is it that it takes to get people over that fear? I mean, obviously, somebody hears a story of an investor that does what you did, and that sometimes that scares people. You know, they hear the horror stories instead of some of the glory, but they think that I might have to go through the horror stories to get to the glory stories. And so how do you get people over that?
Well, a lot of people do, because they take the wrong path and they try to do it all on their own, and they don't. I mean, come on, we've been at this a long time. Real estate is nothing new. It was around long before we were born. In fact, I've got a sales letter that a guy wrote in 1909 selling a real estate course. So we didn't invent this stuff. We just got to modernize it. We got to take it into the real world today, make sure we're complying with current laws and we're using current technology, and we're doing the things that help people out of a house. All we do is help people out of the house, help other people in the house, and we do that as a principle. And nobody loses. We don't take advantage of anyone. We don't do anything illegal, immoral, or unethical. But what we do, we get paid for, and I'm proud of it, in fact. I am proud to be a real estate investor, and I'm proud to get paid for what I know. And frankly, we don't deal with anybody that isn't glad we came into their life because we solved some issue that they had. And I make most of my money working with beautiful homes and beautiful neighborhoods, contrary to most people's belief. Some people think that this business is all about buying a rehab junker from a bank and rehabbing it and selling it to a qualified buyer. And that is a part of it, and that's exactly what I did for the first 10 or 12 years. But that's not all of it. There's a whole other side to this business that people don't see. In fact, it's a lot easier. We call it the pretty house business opposed to the ugly house business. And today, anybody can do that part of the business. It just takes a little bit of training, a little bit of patience, and someone pushing forward to get through that first initial fear. And, wow, I'm telling you, it's fun to see the kind of major impact we have in folks' lives that will do that.
When Ron, I want to just – this is Doug. I want to say from experience that you'd rather than be the maverick and try to do it on your own, it's so much better to spend the money up front, to plug into the knowledge, plug into the wisdom of somebody who's done it thousands and thousands of times. Let's piggyback on the lessons that you've learned and all these mistakes that you've made, and that's where people are really going to get smart. That's that's why Life in Area is out there, is to help you create a mastermind of knowledge among investors in the area that are willing to share, that they're not working from scarcity, they're working from abundance, where they can share information and share knowledge together to raise the level of fiscal literacy among real estate investors all over the country. So I want to reiterate that on August 13th at 7 o'clock, the Life in Area is going to be having an event. And Sean, why don't you tell a little bit about it real quick? You go ahead and just brief us on the event. Where are you guys having it?
We meet once a month, the second Wednesday of every month. This month it's August 13th, 7 p.m. We meet out at the Spazio's at the Comfort Inn at Westport. And Ron's coming out, man. We're excited to have him. He's going to be sharing exactly how he does these strategies he's talking about here on the phone and talking about what mistakes not to make. And when we come back from the break, I'll ask him to share a little bit more about what he's going to share. But this is what we do. We bring in top heavy hitters like Ron, although Ron's the best, I will say that.
Best looking, too.
I love it. Well, I'm also, Ron, I'm going to post all your information and the information for the event on my website at DougHaldeman.com. So you can visit that also, and it'll give a link where you can register for the event. And, Sean, the cost of the event is how much?
It's free.
Absolutely
free. Come on out.
I love it. Well, and I think you're going to do a follow-up event to that also.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about it. I'm going to make sure that I'm there. It's on my calendar. So, Ron, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions for you. I want to find out just some of the biggest wins that you've made, and what does that look like to build the business of your dreams. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.